Joined here by head coach Steve Richman of the Princeton Lady Tigers. Got some rivalry matchups coming up here for Princeton, all at home. Mercer on Friday night, 6 o'clock, and Trenton to open Grand River Conference play coming up on Tuesday. Trenton Princeton, I'll be up there for those. You can listen to those on KTTN FM 92.3. We're going to kind of talk about this, too. I have a decision to make for our broadcast on the 16th. I don't know where we're going. It could be Princeton-Gallatin. It might be South Harrison-Trenton. Might be Milan-Maysville. We're going to wait and see what happens on the 13th and make our decision about 16th midweek next week. Coach Richman, it's been a good start for the Lady Tigers, but certainly we're talking about this off the air a little bit. The girls have been battling inconsistencies. Sometimes they come out and they're just, yeah, their hair's on fire. They're playing real well, and sometimes it just doesn't work for them. So that's kind of been the battle here, hasn't it?
Well, and it's typical early season stuff. You just, you know, hopefully by mid-season, late season, you become consistent and, you know, bring the same game to the court every night, no matter who you're playing. But, you know, right now we're up some and we're down some, and we've just got to figure a few things out. And the teams are throwing some things at Addie right now. We're going to have to figure some of that out. She's not an unknown any longer. And maybe some of the others have got to just pick their scoring up to take some of the burden off of her.
Sometimes, you know, we've had this discussion. Sometimes even if the ball didn't go in the hoop, somebody taking a shot from 14 feet away at least puts the thought in the defense's head, she might shoot it. So even right. Trying shots can have a positive effect on the team when it comes to that, can it?
Right, and we got kids that can do it, but I think, you know, they just sometimes get in their head that you know, when it gets tight, when it gets crunch time, man, you got to pull it through. And I think we just got to do a better job of making sure that, you know, everybody knows what the role is and don't do under what we expect you to do, and that is take some shots once in a while. It is get yourself open, and don't, when you do pass off, don't just stand in one spot. And we've talked a lot about that, and it's getting better. We've looked better the last few days in practice.
Yeah, last week you had a pretty decent start at the Albany tournament, but yeah, you know, I thought your team had a chance to at least compete for a title, and you know, in a pretty deep tournament, you just had not real great days against South Harrison and King City, both pretty good teams, but as you said, especially against King City on Saturday, the girls just weren't there and ready to go Saturday morning.
Well, and you know, you got to give credit to King City; they came out with a good game plan and they played hard. And you know, they just worked harder than we did, and I told the girls that after the game. I said, you know, today they were better than us. Today they worked hard on us, so we didn't deserve to win. And until we figure that out, that we have to come to play every night, play hard every night, and take that for granted. You know, teams like that are going to put it on us pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, I've been around you long enough, Steve, to know that, you know, coaching wise, you can kind of live with, you know, somebody out X's and O'd you, somebody just has more talent than you, but it's when you feel like somebody gave more effort that when it kind of that kind of hits at your craw, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and that's something that you know, if I don't know how good a coach I am, but something that I've demanded of my teams for 30 years is we're going to work harder than the other team, no matter who's on the court with us, and that's what we got to get figured out. Every time we step on, there's nothing, there's no time that the other team could take your effort away, and that's what we got to figure out.
Yeah, you figure that your team, you know, this is going to be such a tough GRC race, and the game against South Harrison is not a conference game, obviously, but if you're going to establish that you're going to be a team to be reckoned with in the GRC, you know, South Harrison got you a little bit back on the first.
Well, and I think South Harrison's got a good team this year, and I think they played extremely well that night. I'm not going to say that's not what they consistently do, but you know, I've watched them on several game films, and I've watched them against some other teams, and you know, they eight threes on us that night, and I don't know that they always shoot that well, and they might, but typically last year they didn't shoot the ball that well, and you know, Carter did a good job of just getting it off the board and dribbling 90 foot, and we didn't do a very good job stopping her. So next time we play them, we'll know a little more what to expect out of this year's team from them, and hopefully we can get a little better plan for them.
What's your thoughts on the Mercer Challenge for your team tomorrow night, Coach? What are the things that you're going to have to do well to have a shot to get a W against the Cardinals?
Well, I think they're going to be real similar to what we saw in our two losses. They're going to be real similar to those teams. They're going to play man-to-man defense, and they're going to try to trap the ball, and they're going to try to push our guards left, and we've been working on that and you know, trying to get some things happening. We've got to, again, match intensity and effort. It's on our court, and I think our kids are going to be excited to play, but, you know, we just got to match their intensity and match their effort and, you know, have some other people pull their game up a notch for that night, because it is an in-county rival, and it's going to be an exciting game for us.
You know, it's one of those things. Meineke was such a dominant player for Coach Owens that you don't lose Meineke to graduation and get stronger in the front court. Did you look at the front court yet without a Meineke in there for Mercer and say, you know, for Princeton, we might be able to get some things done from 10 feet and in that game?
Well, you know, we got to hit from everywhere, and I think they've got a girl that's kind of stood forward and replaced Meineke a little bit, and I don't know if replace is the right word for her, but she's a very suitable kid in that spot with the Fisher girl. She's come in, and it looks like she's playing well on the film I've watched, and definitely a long, lanky kid, and they still got the Michael girl who's going to create havoc on defense and get to the basket, so they've got all the pieces still to be pretty solid.
As it comes to that Trenton game on Tuesday night, Coach, Trenton, I think this year, you know, they graduate a lot of people, but they still kind of have that same, you know, they win by just kind of mucking things up, making things real difficult defensively. Marina King can score the ball pretty well. They usually get one or two that, you know, will score in that 5-10 category. What's your thoughts on the Bulldogs and the matchup on Tuesday?
Well, I honestly think, you know, we could look in a mirror and you could put Trenton on the other side of that mirror and it would be us. I think they've got a really, really talented player and their guard and they've got a couple kids inside that's going to be pretty solid, and, you know, they're not going to have a super bunch of depth, but the kids they throw in are going to do, and they're going to play hard. You know, they're going to come out and they're going to do their stuff. They're going to run that old 1-2-2 zone defense, what they call monster, and we've been kind of working on that quite a bit as well. But I think if you stuck us face to face, it'd look like you're looking in a mirror, I think.
Two wins earlier this week. You got East Harrison on Monday. You got North Harrison on Tuesday. You know, not the most competitive games ever, but yeah, difference in, you know, level of opponent. How much did the good play, do you feel like, on your home floor, Coach, how much did that kind of get the malaise of that two-game losing streak coming out of Albany out of the girls' system?
Well, we needed that mentally. I don't know how much good that did for us on the physical side of it and making adjustments and getting better on the basketball court, but we just needed it mentally because, you know, we'd had a couple games, we got stuck pretty good, and so we needed it to get some confidence built with some of our other kids, and like I say, someone like Grace Kelly come in, and I think she had, you know, 18 points, 15 points the other night, and you know, I'll tell you, a kid who's playing really well for is Gracie Allnut. She's a kid who I wasn't sure what to expect out of her, but she led us in scoring in the King City game with 10 the other night, and she's been putting 6 to 8 to 10 up the last couple three games, so she's kind of a long, lanky left-handed kid, so we're kind of excited about what she's been giving us.
And it's interesting that, you know, it's the second week in a row you mentioned Gracie Allnut, and, you know, looking back at her from last year from the games that I did for the Lady Tigers, Coach, she's kind of a girl that gave me the impression that, you know, she had some ups and downs last year, but I had the impression of watching her, she knows what she's doing on the court, and she was really starting to figure things out last year.
Well, and that's, I think, why she's even better this year. It took her a little while to figure out what we were doing, just running offensive structure and where she's supposed to be on defensive. She's got kind of some natural basketball ability of just having a knack for where to be, and she's always getting rebounds and knocking balls loose. You know, this year she's doing a better job of knowing exactly what kind of cuts we're supposed to make and when they're supposed to be made and when to make the pass. So that's just added to her. So she's given us a little bit of a punch that we didn't have last year at that forward spot.
It's kind of funny we can say this before Christmas, but I think it's very true, because the conference season just flies by when you only have 7 games to decide which game you're in that first Saturday of February. But with Trenton at home Tuesday, you go to Gallatin on Friday. Those games could tip either way very easily. We're going to know a lot about where the Tigers are going to be in this GRC race by the time we get to next weekend.
I think so, and again, you hit it on the button. Both those teams, if we don't come to play, are going to be teams that looking to knock us off as well. So I think us, Gallatin, and Trenton are very similar in personnel and very similar in style. So, you know, we're just going to have to make sure we come out and play. And you know, I've said it about every interview we talk about is, you know, we can't worry about what Trenton does so much. We can't worry about Gallatin so much. We got to worry about Princeton and make sure that we're doing what we do well.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck against Mercer Mile Night. We'll see you at the gym Tuesday.
All right. Thank you very much.